What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video, why we must rid the world of Indian people. So as you guys know, I own a food truck business. We do Egyptian food. Well, it's not Egyptian food. It's Mediterranean food, mainly shawarma, stuff like that. So it's kind of like Mediterranean Greek food with an Egyptian twist to it, really. But it's Euros shawarma, which is really popular. As you guys know, when I was in Ukraine half a year ago, shawarma, Middle Eastern food, Euros, gyros, depending how you want to pronounce it. You know, it's spelled gyro, but it's pronounced Euro, you know. So go figure, right? Tomatoes, tomatoes. Euros or shawarma, or they actually called it doner kebab. You know, it's known as doner kebab. I go by Egyptian shawarma. It's pretty much the same damn thing. You know, just like everybody in Europe is like, doner kebab, doner kebab, doner kebab. I want Egyptian shawarma, Egyptian shawarma. It's more of a marketing thing than anything else, really, honestly. You know, I'm a Jew, so I can't help it. Anyway, so we have a lot of Indian students here in town because there's a major flight school where Indian people learn to fly. You know, they come from rich families, shit like that. But when they come to America, they come to us to eat the shawarma. Now, apparently, shawarma is also very popular in India as well. But the shawarma they have in India is unhealthy as unhealthy can be. My shawarma, guys, you don't get heartburn, you know. Believe it or not, I love shawarma, but I couldn't eat shawarma because I get heartburn from it, especially back in Egypt. So the shawarma I make, it's not heartburn causing, you know. It's nice and tasty. So a lot of these Indians, when they come here, to them, this shawarma is not like the way it was back in India. That's like a fucking black person from Africa going to like Rome and telling the Italians, hey man, your pizza is not like what we have back in Kenya. It's like, motherfucker, we are the ones who invented pizza, not you people. That's a DoorDash order, by the way, okay, guys? We're actually big on DoorDash, and that's part of the video. Let's see, what is this? Extra sauce on the side, please, and spicy. Yeah, sure, why not? I'm in a good mood. They ordered one chicken shawarma platter, one lamb gyro, 28 minutes. You know what? Let's make it 33 minutes. That way, I get more time with you guys. Yeah, we're actually doing good on DoorDash and Uber. Thank God, of course, you know. And that's gonna be part of the reason why we're making this video. Gotta have my energy drink, you know. Love energy drink. So, what happens, guys, is that a lot of these Indian people, when they order from us on DoorDash and Uber, they leave a bad review. And they give us 1 star. And here's why. Because, and this is partly my fault, okay? You see, in the beginning, when they gave us 1 stars and bad reviews, like, it's not so tasty. Yeah, compared to the shit you guys put on it back in India, yeah, it's not gonna be fucking flavorful like that, you know? That's because, again, shawarma is not authentically Indian. Again, that's like a black person from Kenya going to Rome and telling the Italians, you guys are doing fucking pizza all wrong. It's like, no, bro, we're the originators of pizza. You're the motherfucker doing it all wrong, you know? Same thing with Indian people who think we're doing shawarma all wrong. So the reason why they give us 1 stars and they give us these negative reviews, like not flavorful, not tasty, is because I used in the past, I'd give them like a $10 credit on DoorDash and Uber where they can buy more food. Now, since all these Indian people go to the same flight school, they're like, you know what, dude? If we just go buy their food on Uber, DoorDash, give them a negative review, and just say something like not flavorful, not tasty, they'll give us, you know, $10, $15 credit where we can buy it again. Now, just to show you that this is part of the Indian genetic makeup. The guy who does my hair, as you guys know, my hair is Japanese hair straightened, okay? Take away the Japanese hair straightening, I got fucking Afro dudes, okay? Because as you guys know, my DNA goes all the way from West African black all the way up to blue-eyed blonde white Ashkenazi, who's a shitload of Middle Eastern and Italian and Greek in the middle, and even Turk, you know? So my Japanese dude who does my hair, and he does a great job, by the way, he doesn't do Indian people hair, and he tells me it's because these Indians are always saying, give me discount. They're always saying, oh, look, you ruined my hair. Give me free, you know? So he's like, I'm not going to work 4 or 5 hours on your hair, spending $100 of product only for you to tell me, give me free because you ruined my beautiful hair. So my Japanese dude, he asks, hey, are you Indian? Oh, I'm sorry, my chemicals are cannot work on Indian hair. I cannot accept you. So he actually has a legit reason to tell Indian people, don't come here. And that's because he can tell them, hey, my product doesn't work on Indian hair. I'm sorry, you know. Unfortunately for me, you know, there's nothing more I'd love to do than have a big old sign on the outside of the truck that says no dogs and Indian people, exception only for, you know, pet seeing or, you know, those service animals, right? Now, unfortunately, you do that, you get sued, you know. So, unfortunately, there's no way for me to, like, not have Indian people fucking show up. So, anyway, so I stopped giving the Indian people free money to come back and buy from us again once I realized that all these Indian people are just giving us the same one star, same negative reviews. So now what these Indian people are doing is that they're showing up to the truck, you know, they're taking a bite of the food and they're like, oh man, dude, this is bad. Oh, too much garlic, not enough garlic, too cold. The chicken isn't cooked right. And I'm like, hey, dude, let me make you another one. They're like, no, man, it doesn't taste so good. And I'm like, you can have it for free. And then they come back again the next day. Now, when they come back the next day, I ain't no dumb retard, okay? When they come back the next day, I'm like, hey, man, let me give you a little bit sample of what we have. Because if you like it, cool. We make you one and you pay for it. If you don't like it, well, you know, there's fucking Taco Bell's and McDonald's, you know? So they usually end up paying, but they don't come back the next day. They come, I mean, these people show up, okay? They at least show up a couple of times a week because they love our food, okay? And that's what makes Indian people so damn despicable. They're willing to ruin your business just so they can get fucking $10 off. You know, my shawarma is $10, okay? Fucking dude, $10, that's, you can't even go to McDonald's and buy $10 worth of good food at McDonald's at Taco Bell, but these guys are willing to give me one-star reviews. If you go on DoorDash and Uber and you type in Egyptian shawarma, you know, in Florida, our rating is like 3.7, which sucks, you know? And again, that's because of all these Indian people giving us one stars, expecting me to give them like a $10 buy one, get, you know, $10 voucher to buy free food from us, which I don't do. And then, like I said, you know, they show up to the truck and then they do the same thing at the truck. But, you know, they don't leave us a review because obviously they're not buying from Uber and DoorDash. I'm just waiting for them to leave us a review on Google. And even if they left us a review on Google, they ain't gonna get anything free on Google. They know that, okay? See, this is why we must rid the world of Indian people, because they are despicable, they are inconsiderate, okay? They are, forget the fact that they're smelly, they're fuggly, they shit in the middle of the street, forget all that. They're just despicable, unrespectable, conniving. We all know the biggest scammers on the face of the earth are Indian, you know. They'll call up grandma who's 80 years old, suffers from Alzheimer's, and claim to be her son, wire me money right now, and take her entire bank account. Now, the question you guys are probably asking is, yo, Amar, why are Indian people such scumbags? Now, I actually did a video about this. back in, even before I got this food truck, you know. By the way, the owner of this food truck, you know, I own the company, but I'm renting the food truck, okay? Now, the owner of the food truck is a white dude from Texas. Nicest, kindest man you will ever know. Guys, don't go into business with Muslims, okay? They'll fuck you over. Now, I'm not in business with the owner of this truck. I'm not in business with him. I'm just renting and leasing the truck from him. That's all I'm doing. I'm not in any sort of legal business with him. I'm simply stating, don't go into business with Muslims. As you guys know, I went in this food truck when I started it. I was collaborating this food with a fellow Muslim who happened to be like fucking half Indian from the Caribbean islands, and he tried to screw me over by saying, hey man, I kind of own this business because I know what I'm doing, you don't know what you're doing. Even though I told him about my cousin back in Egypt who tried to scam me over, and I had no choice but to let the company burn because I was illegally in contract with him. This time around, nobody owns this business, okay guys? So at the end of the day, it's purely my business. Nobody owns it, you know? And that's the way I tend to keep it. Anyway, going back to the point of the video, let me see how many minutes I have before the Dasher comes on. I got like 25 minutes. I'll be done with this video in like 15 minutes. You know, the good thing about the food I make, the shawarma and stuff like that, and this is why shawarma is so popular. They're saying shawarma or doner kebab in Ukraine is so popular that Ukrainian cuisine is actually going extinct because everybody's eating our food. And the reason behind it is that our food can be eaten on the go. It's done quickly. Like, I have, the chicken is already made, the lamb is already made, okay? The rice is already made. All I have to do is toast the euro bread, and that takes me, what, 4 or 5 minutes? So this order over here, I can be done with that order in like 5 minutes, you know? When you go to Ukraine and you eat Ukrainian food, you know, it's going to take half an hour, 45 minutes for it to come out, and you just can't walk around the street with it. Our food, you can walk around the street with our food, no problem. So this is why Middle Eastern food is so loved worldwide, simply because it's quickly made, it's very versatile, and it's also tasty if it's done right, which is what me and my team do. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, why we must rid the world of the Indian race. And, you know, this is not Muslim versus Hindu. Believe it or not, guys, the people who actually give us one-star reviews, the people who actually say, oh man, your food is not good, when they come here and take a bite trying to get something for free, they're mostly Muslims, you know. I'm more respected by Hindus than by Muslims, and that's kind of like, you know, how white people tend to like respect the black man because they don't want to get labeled as a racist or a hater or something like that, you know. So me and Hindus, we kind of have that, hey, how you doing, you know, because nobody wants to be labeled as a racist or hateful. And again, it's not the Hindus I have a problem with, it's simply the Muslims, because they think just because they're the same religion that they can, you know, take advantage of you. See, with the Jews, it's the total and complete opposite, dudes. If I, like, go eat at a Jewish deli, I'm not gonna be like, hey, brother, give me good deal, brother, give it to me for $5, brother. No, I'll go there, I'll pay full price, and if there's a tip jar, I will tip. See, this is what the Jews do. The Jews support one another to build up one another. Muslim, on the other hand, they tear down one another, and then at the end of the day, they get down on their hands and knees, and they're like, oh, Allah, why is bad things happening to us? It's because you're the problem, but they can't see it, you know? So why are Indian people like that? Why are they just so disrespectful, so inhumane, so cruel, and just so scammy, right? It all comes down to looks, okay? There's a reason why God kept different people from one another for thousands of years, okay? today, when Indian people compare themselves to, say, white people, they realize just how inferior they are when it comes to looks, okay? Now, a lot of these Indian pilots, especially the Muslim ones, when they come to America, they think to themselves, oh man, I'm gonna make a lot of money in America, I'm gonna be fucking bitches every day. And then they realize just how bad America is. You know, first of all, these kids, when they fucking come here, you know, their parents aren't gonna be like, hey son, here's $1,000 every day, go have fun. They don't do that, okay? So these guys, when they come to America, they get a real job. And because, you know, they don't have the right to work in America, they work under the table, you know? So they make $10, $11, $12, and they usually work for other Indian people. Go figure, right? And these other Indian people, they're like, you're gonna work 10 hours a day like a donkey at 7-Eleven or a gas station. So they make like $100 a day. You know, here in America, $100 a day ain't shit. Let's get that out in the open right now. Especially if you want to live that type of fuck you lifestyle, which a lot of these Indian people do. By the way, the number of fucking drunk Indian Muslims that come to this truck at night is phenomenal. It's like, you dudes are like saying, fuck you, God, I'm gonna drink as much alcohol as I possibly can. And sometimes, if they can afford it, they'd have a couple of prostitutes with them, so go figure, right? So these Indian people, when they come to America, they realize that it's work, you know, it's not this type of Disneyland lifestyle, number one. Number two, they ain't fucking bitches because they're short, they're brown, and they're fugly. Only way they're gonna fuck bitches is if they're willing to hire a prostitute, okay? So because of that, a lot of these Indian people out there, they realize that, oh shit, the problem is me. Back in India, the Indian people can say, oh well, you know, India is not as liberal as America. Oh well, India is a poor country. Oh, I'm not exotic here, but when I go to America, I'm gonna be exotic. It's like, nah, bro. Even your own woman don't fucking want you, dude. You know, you got this Indian woman out there who have white orgies, where white guys come in their pussy so they can have white children, or, you know, some sort of like white children, right? This is very popular in India. And I told you guys, when I was in Washington, D.C. a couple of months ago, fucking some Indian chick out there, you know, she had herself a white Chad nerd. She was light-skinned, by the way. And boy, she was on cloud nine. That girl would not even look at another Indian dude in a trillion years, you know. There are some fine Indian women out there who are light-skinned. They got Western facial structure. And that's because Alexander the Great raped their mama 2,000 years ago. So the question we have to ask ourselves, is it really rape on genetically superior men impregnate genetically inferior women? According to women all over the world, Jeremy Meeks cannot rape because he's so fucking hot, you know? See, that's the difference, you know? Fucking Jeremy Meeks can grab a woman and come in her pussy and she's gonna be on cloud nine. You could be a fucking curry sale, look at a woman and she'll accuse you of rape, you know? It all comes down to looks. And Indian people know they're at the bottom of the bottom. The question you guys have to be asking yourself is, Amr, how can these light-skinned Indian women still maintain their light-skinnedness and their Western features, you know, when fucking Alexander the Great ripped their mama 2,000 plus years ago? It's because they keep their bloodline among other light-skinned women. You see, ethnic people who are light-skinned or they have like Western features, they're not gonna downgrade their genetics by getting with short, brown, and fugly people, or even black people for that matter, okay? So the question that has to be asked is, before I end this video, because I probably got like 10 minutes left to fulfill this DoorDash order, the question that has to be asked is, how do we rid the world of Indian people? The solution is very simple. You white guys out there, you gotta take one for the team and you gotta stick your dick in Pooja. Now, I told you guys before, you know, my problem with black women is that because I'm from Africa myself and I probably got some black blood in me, my DNA will be taken down by a black woman, you know. Now, a white guy with a black woman, you know, your DNA will take a hit, don't get me wrong. But you know what? Maybe a generation or two later, that kid of yours with a black woman might pass off as totally white, and nobody would know that they had black DNA in them, you know? So, yeah, white people can take the hit of genetically inferior races like Indians and blacks. I cannot take that hit because obviously I'm more closer to them than white people are. See, my mating strategy is to get with white woman. That way I upgrade my genetics. Now, the core difference, let's see how many more minutes I have. I got, I still got 16 minutes. I got like 10 minutes for this fucking video, you know. The food is still hot. You know, that's the thing about kebab and doner and shawarma. You just do the meat, you leave it on the grill, and it will totally be fine. No, guys, I do not have one of those Spitfire things in a fucking truck, you know. By the way, the Spitfire thing is really more for show than anything else. You know, today it was a modern grill and a stove. You really don't need a Spitfire thing. Again, it's more for show. And no, I'm not going to have one of those things in a fucking truck, dudes. Okay? So, anyways, now, it's far easier for me to get with a white chick than some curry sale to get with a white chick. You know, talk shit about Yogi Obes all we want. Yogi Obes did the right thing. He got himself a white girl. Now, I saw a picture of her. Granted, she's not fat, okay? She's not fat. She's not ugly. She's mid-level, like a 5, maybe a 6. And he totally scrubbed himself off the internet. It's as if Yogi Obes never existed. In fact, I think I have more videos about Yogi Obes than any other platform or any other content creator out there, you know? So the only person who's making Yogi Obes public still relevant is me. Everybody else, you know, he's gone, you know? And that actually was a smart thing to do because he got himself a white girl. You know, he went to white people land in Sweden and he's like, I just upgraded my inferior genetics. I got accepted by white people. Fuck this shit. I want to have nothing to do with dark, short, brown, fugly people. So Yogi Obes did the right and smart thing. Now, with me, it's easy for me to get white girls, guys, okay? I know some of you guys are like, yo, Amr, we don't see you with white chicks. Not here in America, dudes. Overseas. In fact, this whole fucking restaurant right here, this whole business concept of shawarma is for Ukrainian pussy. Because trust and believe, I'm going to be taking this to Ukraine. I'm going to take it to Colombia first, okay? Because Colombia is closer. I already have a contact in Colombia. Guys, there are some fine-ass Colombian women who kept their bloodline pure going back to the conquistadors fucking 500 years ago, okay? This is what I want. I want fucking white Colombian woman. I ain't want no fucking mestiza or moreno, okay? I know some of you guys are saying, aren't you fucking around with an Afro-Colombiana? She's cute, she's hot, and she's good to me, you know? Just because your genetics ain't, you know, the best in the world, you know, doesn't mean I'm gonna fucking throw you in the garbage can, especially if you're, you know, cute and nice, you know, it's good to have cute and nice girls around you, okay, guys? So, to bring this video to an end, guys, we really gotta breed out the Indian race, we really do. Is there a customer coming? No, he's walking his dog. No, he's walking his dog. I thought that was a customer. He's just walking his dog. I'm almost done with the video. Even if he does show up, I pretty much said what I had to. So, best way for us to breed out the Indian race, guys, is that you white guys out there, you gotta take one for the team, and you gotta start impregnating Pooja, you know? You Indian guys out there who watch my shit, dudes, you know, I'm gonna be making a video about this later on. But you Indian guys watching this, you gotta, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, bribe Stacy to have your children. It's too late for you, to have a woman organically want you. But you know what? Again, there's a reason why you Indian guys are good with computers. There's a reason why you Arabs live on top of an oil well. That's God's way of saying, look, man, ain't no woman gonna genuinely desire you. But you know what? You can bribe a woman, a hot woman, to have your kid. And that way, your kid does not have to suffer like you, you know? There's a reason why when the Muslims, aka the Arabs, kicked out the Jews and took away women's rights, they were at the footsteps of Vienna. They weren't at fucking Burkina Faso or Kenya, you know? And that's because the Muslims wanted to upgrade their inferior genetics. Now I'll be making a video about that later on. Now before I end this video, guys, as you guys heard, Andrew Tate is going down, Fresh and Fit is going down, what's her name is going down, that fucking tranny faggot, what's her name, the girl who's actually bigger than me, you all know what I'm talking about, Pearly Things. I swear, guys, Pearly Things is a faggot tranny if you ask me. But anyway, guys, these people are going down, and that's because the CIA is cycling them out, okay? They did their thing, and now it's time for the CIA to bring a crop of other people into the manosphere to mislead you. You guys remember Bin Laden, right? Bin Laden was all the rage for about, what, 10 years, you know, a dozen years? And then when he got killed, and apparently they threw his body in the ocean, but they were more than happy to parade Gaddafi's body all over the world. So Bin Laden died, and then ISIS became a thing, and we totally forgot about fucking Bin Laden. See, this is how the Jews operate. They gotta close one story, and then they open up another story. This is what they're doing with Andrew Tate. Guys, Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, this is all a fucking act, okay? Don't believe anything going on here, guys. Whether it's Elon Musk, whether it's Andrew Tate, heck, even the founder of Telegram, for all we know, this could be just one big act. And again, the Jews are closing one book, they're gonna open another chapter, they're gonna get you these false heroes for you guys to believe in. Guys, don't believe in internet celebrities, okay? Don't believe on some guy who's gonna come into the manosphere and be like, I am your God, I am the one who's gonna lead you to the promised land, you know? Read the Quran, read the Hadith on your own, okay? I know a lot of guys out there, you know, they tell you, oh man, don't listen to anybody but me. You know, a lot of these Muslim grifters, dudes, they never ever tell you, read the Quran, read the Hadith, use your own motherfucking brain. They all tell you, I'm Mufti, I'm Alam, I'm Imam, I'm Ustad, I'm Sheikh. It's like, bruh, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I'm a student of the wise guys. I'm not some mullah, okay? I'm a student of the wise, just like anybody and everybody watching this video. And I don't care if you're Christian, Jew, you should be a student of the wise too. Read the books on your own. Don't rely on some other dude to do the thinking for you and tell you what to do, because they're gonna mislead you. Alright, guys, so that's my video for you for today. You Indian guys out there, you know, please don't go out there and try to get with white women, you know, the way Alexander the Great got with your grandma. Not your grandma, but, you know, the good-looking Indian people grandma, you know, not you short, brown, fugly dudes. You have to pay. I'm sorry. You know, you all know yourself. You guys know yourself. You know if you're short, you know if you're brown, you know if you're fugly, you know you don't need me telling you that, you know you're at low SMV, you know, and that's the curse of ugly people. They're gonna take advantage of you, they're gonna rip you off, they're gonna be scumbag, they're gonna be disrespectful, they have no qualms in, like, taking all your money and leaving you in the middle of the street. You know, that's what the Indian people do with Alzheimer patients, and that's because they're so fucking ugly that they're like, hey man. And that's what Incel TV calls it. He calls it the ugly tax, right? So, or the ethnic tax, whatever he calls it, right? You know, the ugly tax is when you're like, hey man, I'm just so fucking fugly that I'm gonna fucking, you know, ruin the world, you know? And, you know, imagine me screwing over somebody. I can't screw over somebody because as a decent looking dude, yeah, and sure, I'm no Chad and shit like that. Then again, I'm 44 years old, you know. What the fuck do you all expect, you know? And I survived Bell's palsy. Well, I didn't survive it. I mean, for those of you who don't know, Bell's palsy is like when you get some sort of virus and does something in your vein and it kind of fucks up your face a little bit. I didn't even know I had it, you know, but it kind of fucked up my face. But then again, all the surgeries I had kind of fixed it up. As you guys can tell, I got one eyebrow lower than the other, shit like that, you know. But that's what God created. Yeah, there you go. You see, you know, this one is higher than this one. You know, that's why God created buttocks and fillers and cosmetic surgery for. So, in conclusion, dudes, ugly people have no qualms in taking advantage of you, destroying you, shit like that, because as far as they're concerned, they were done dirty by God, so they're gonna do dirty to you. And again, you know, if you're created inherently fugly, chances are you might be going to hell. Now, not all of you are gonna go to hell, you know. Maybe if you're ugly, but you're a good person, this is God's way of saying, hey man, I'm giving you a shitload of money as a fucking, you know, Indian IT or an Arab who lives on top of an oil well. You know, go out there, get yourself a fucking Stacy, come in her pussy. That way your child doesn't have to be like you. You know, give your children a fighting chance. And again, I'll be making a whole video about upgrading one's inferior genetics. So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace!